Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the sixth chapter of the book of 2 Samuel, we get this exuberant story of King David dancing before the Ark of the Lord as it made its way to Jerusalem. But we also hear about his wife, Michal, who was the daughter of King Saul, who disapproved of this show of exuberance. So we read, "As the Ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, daughter of Saul, looked out of the window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord. And she despised him in her heart." You know, there are moments, as infrequent as they may be, there are moments when we are just so caught up in joy that we could literally dance in the streets. You know, prayer has been answered, or maybe a burden has been lifted, or an opportunity has opened up for us that made our spirit just leap within us for gratitude. And our bodies were willing to follow in the celebration. See, that's what David's response was when he brought the Ark of the Covenant, the symbolic presence of God, into Jerusalem. David, we're told, danced wildly and half-naked before the Ark in sight of all his people, servants and court members alike. But his wife, Michal, was horrified, absolutely horrified by what she saw. She thought it was this vulgar display of emotionalism. However, and this is the thing, when the Spirit of the Lord seizes you, when abounding joy captivates your life, you just can't help yourself. Joy overtakes you. So I just want you to think about this and reflect on this. When was the last time you were completely filled with joy? You were filled with joy, and how did you respond? Think about that. Let's pray. Lord God, it's not often when we're entirely and joyfully enraptured by your presence. There have certainly been moments, Lord, when your presence in our lives prompted within us an irrepressible joy. We may not have danced in the streets, Lord God, but boy, our hearts certainly leapt with gratitude. We wish, my Lord, we wish there were more times like that, that this was more of a common occurrence for us. Maybe like David, we have to usher you into our lives as he ushered you into Jerusalem if we want to experience that kind of ecstatic and joyous reunion. Lord God, we open our lives up to you anew today and ask that you would enter in, for we are ready to dance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.